Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS and Bay Area, 10 homes destroyed as a fast-moving grass fire forces evacuations in the East Bay. We are live with what may have started this chaos.
Plus, newly released surveillance video from the deadly VTA mass shooting, an inside look at the actions taken by law enforcement that likely saved several lives.
And a possible vote that could benefit struggling renters across California. Why the actions taken by the state so far aren't enough. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, June 22nd. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning. Another day of beautiful weather across the Bay Area. Mary Lee joining us now with the cooler temperatures on this Tuesday.
Good morning to you, Lynn and Michelle. Yeah, love bringing you some good news. We are looking at those cooler temperatures, seasonal for this time of year, so nothing like the heat that we saw last week. Here is a live look at San Francisco. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s as we start off our day, and gray skies along the coast around the bay and some patchy fog along the coast. There is the potential to see some coastal drizzle this morning as we head through the afternoon. Check out these daytime highs. Looking at 65 in Pacifica, 68 in San Francisco, 73 in Oakland, and inland 80 degrees for Concord, as well as for San Jose, topping out at 83 in Antioch and 76 for Santa Rosa. So as we head through the day on Futurecast, with that potential for some coastal drizzle, we're looking at that clearing for most of us, although except for the coast, could see that fog hang around a little bit longer for you. There is a chance for that. All right, let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic. How are the roadways out there?
Well, if you're headed towards the Altamont Pass this morning, things are getting just a little bit crowded. We have first reports of a crash westbound 580 right at Grantline. It's blocking that left lane, and CHP headed out to the scene. And that's an area where we see busy traffic anyway this time of the morning for super commuters coming out of Tracy. So we're tracking a few brake lights on 205 itself as well as you approach that 580, 205 area. 30 minutes is your travel time. 205 over towards 680, the Dublin Interchange. Westbound Highway 4 clear as well as 101 in the South Bay. Right now, westbound 80 looking pretty good as you work your way out of the Hercules area, westbound all the way into Berkeley. Just a pocket of slowing through that Richmond area, and the Nimitz Freeway off to a good start. No delays both directions as you head through Oakland. Back to you.
It's 5:02 right now. Turning now to Fire Watch, a Vallejo neighborhood shaken up after a fire damages at least 10 homes. And now we're learning what may have been the cause. The fire forced evacuations around 9:30 last night near Del Sur Street and Pueblo Way. Those who were able to return to their homes made it back about 90 minutes later. One neighbor we spoke with says he saw flames headed right for his home.
Oh my God.
What was it like?
Down, there was right over there, there was a flame right behind there. It was scary, you know. You know, you remember about all those fires up north and last year. But I guess I always thought it couldn't happen here, but it can happen anywhere.
This is Citizen App video. One of the homeowners captured of the flames. The four-alarm fire was so big, nearby cities were called in to help. Neighbors we spoke to last night say the cause of this fire is pretty clear.
When I heard the fireworks shooting, because it's dry and there's been a drought, it's not rocket science.
We're told those fireworks started down the hill from the area. An investigation into who set those fireworks off is now underway.
Also in Contra Costa County, investigators now say they do not believe anyone was inside a Pleasant Hill home that went up in flames yesterday. Crews were called to Lorenzo Drive just after 3. The wind quickly pushed the flames to a second home. One firefighter was taken to the hospital with minor leg injuries. Neighbors say they frequently see fireworks shooting off from the property, and there's often a police presence. The other big fire is burning right now, the Willow Fire east of Big Sur in Monterey County. It's now grown to more than 2,800 acres. It's burning out of control northwest of the Arroyo Seco campground. More than 100 homes and businesses are threatened. Farther north in Lake County, fire crews are making progress, putting out a 20-acre brush fire sparked by a car fire. This is east of Highway 53. It is now 75% contained. Happening today, crews from the Moraga-Orinda Fire District are getting fire ready. Firefighters will be training on controlled burns at 10 a.m. at Camp Olinda Ridge to be better prepared when a wildfire hits. People who live in the Ream Valley, Carroll Ranch, Bella Vista, and Buckingham Drive neighborhoods may see or smell smoke. The fire district will post updates online. Also happening today, fire crews from multiple agencies will hold a fire training exercise in Rodeo. Another heads up for neighbors, smoke may be noticeable to people living in or passing through Crockett, Hercules, and Rodeo. It starts at 9 a.m. and continues through Friday.
An update now on the deadly VTA mass shooting. Newly released surveillance video now shows the frantic moments both in and outside the rail yard as a gunman opened fire in San Jose. And a warning, it may be hard to watch. At 6:32 a.m. May 26th, VTA surveillance cameras capture the first employees running for their lives. Retired San Jose Police Sergeant Frederick Cotto says the radio communication that went on for several minutes among employees and ultimately led law enforcement straight to the shooter saved lives that day, as were the actions of some VTA workers who died protecting their colleagues.
Communication is key, because if we know where the suspect is or we know where we can isolate him or her, that'll be a great thing in saving lives. The amount of courage that the citizens showed, what they did, absolutely incredible.
Just 3 minutes after Samuel Cassidy opened fire on his colleagues, officers arrive. Within seconds, the cameras capture a group of more law enforcement carrying two victims. Nine people were murdered that day.
New information this morning about what led to 17 people being shot in two Bay Area cities over the weekend. In Richmond, investigators now say the attack appears to have targeted a gathering for a Guatemalan religious holiday. Three people were killed, five others hurt at a party near Dunn Avenue Sunday night. The gunman is still out there. And in Oakland, police revealed a long-running dispute between gangs from San Francisco was likely behind the shooting at Lake Merritt. One person was killed, at least eight others were hurt when multiple shooters opened fire on a huge crowd. This happened Saturday. Right now, police in San Francisco are seeking the public's help to track down the driver they say hit a pedestrian and then sped off. Police released a photo of that vehicle described as a white Infiniti SUV. They say the driver hit a woman at Beach in Columbus in the Fisherman's Wharf area. That victim now has life-threatening injuries. Investigators have also linked that SUV to a string of auto burglaries in the same neighborhood.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk, taking a live look at Capitol Hill this morning, where the Senate is about to vote on a big voting rights package. The For the People Act would revamp campaign finance, voter registration, and expand absentee voting, as well as reform the redistricting process. So it's very wide-reaching, and Senate Republicans may filibuster this plan. Its future could depend on a Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin. He said that he opposes the bill in its current form, again, which is very wide-reaching, but he does want it to actually advance to the Senate floor for eventual debate and maybe scale it back from there. But we're going to keep our eye on that today. Back to you.
And thank you. Now to the coronavirus. The Delta variant is rising fast in California based on genomic sequencing results. And the first cases were reported by state and local health departments in early May. By last week, 349 cases had been identified, and the variant made up about 5% of coronavirus cases for the week. And Delta variant cases have jumped in one Bay Area county in particular, and that is Sonoma. And the Delta strain now accounts for 6.8% of coronavirus variant infections. A previous count 1 week ago had that percentage at just 1.3. Moderna says it is adding two new production lines outside Boston to prepare for making booster shots. Construction for one new line is expected by fall and the other by early 2022. The new sites will help Moderna increase production by 50%. And here in California, if you still haven't gotten a shot, you can now get one at McDonald's, of all places. More than 70 pop-up sites are being set up at restaurants throughout the state. The first pop-up sites opened this week. The vaccines are free, and everyone who receives a shot will get a coupon for a free McDonald's menu item.
Happening today, a possible vote to extend California's eviction moratorium. Current protections expire on June 30th, but lawmakers may vote today to extend the moratorium until the end of September, or possibly through the rest of the year. The state has set aside more than $5 billion in federal money to cover unpaid rent, but so far, only a fraction of that money has been given out.